This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Do you hear that? The squeals of joy, the howls of despair, the sighs of relief that this whole college application process is finally over. Because by now, most high school seniors know where they got in. But not everyone knows where they're headed yet. It's decision-making crunch time for kids and their parents. By May 1st, they'll have to figure out what they can afford and where they want to spend these next 4 years. 17-year-old high school senior Brian Brusso has been mulling this over with his mom, Jenna, in Chicago, Illinois. And welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Brian, first of all, congratulations on just having options.
Thank you.
So tell us, what were they? Where did you get in?
You know, I had gotten into every school, thankfully, that I applied to, so it wasn't that, I got the denial letter or, you know, anything like that. But I had applied to University of Iowa, UIC in Chicago, Illinois State, Bowling Green State University in Ohio, which is where I had chosen to go.
Western Michigan.
Western Michigan, yes.
Yeah, we were very specific on applying only to the schools that we felt were within our requirements.
And your requirements, and you mean financially?
Financially, within the distance that we wanted him to be, and then most importantly, had fields of study that interested Brian.
Brian, did you want to stay close to home?
You know, I did, yes. I didn't want to go too far because I'm the first one going off, and I have a feeling this can be a little bit hard the first year. I mean, just like it usually is for many people.
Well, in terms of the financial ins and outs of this, can you give us an idea of the range of your choices, the range of the costs of these schools?
He would be living on campus at all of the schools. So the range would be about between $23,000 and $32,000 roughly a year.
And did you get any aid or merit scholarships?
We did not. We did get somewhat of a scholarship from Bowling Green that they give to out-of-state students to help attract them to the school so the out-of-state tuition wouldn't be so overwhelming.
Brian, how were you thinking about the cost of college?
When I first started looking, I wasn't really like, I want to go here. I had my mindset here. So it was really open. So I think it did make it a little bit easier when it came down to financial.
One thing Brian knew early on in terms of a college was he was not attracted to the Big Ten or top 10 schools in terms of the size of students.
Yeah.
So we didn't have colleges generally on there with that huge price tag.
Where does Bowling Green, the college you decided on, fall in terms of cost?
It's going to be right around $27,500 about a year.
Have you applied for loans?
No, we had chosen not to.
At least at this point, we're not.
Jenna, what do you think of that idea that it's maybe a good idea to graduate from college with some money owing?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. In fact, we've always said that we feel the kids will do better if they know that they have some skin in the game, so to speak. So we do expect by the time he graduates to have him responsible for a portion of his education.
Well, thanks so much for joining me, both of you, and for opening up your story to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Brian and his mom sound like they thought this whole college thing through so well, don't they? They're the lucky ones, though. Right now, some high school seniors and their parents are agonizing over what is one of the biggest financial commitments any of them will ever make. And some need help sorting out the scholarship offers and student loan options and just which school's the right fit for the money. Fortunately, there are certified college planners out there who can help. People like Trevor Ramos. He's with College Funding Remedies, based just up the road from us in Pasadena, California. Trevor, welcome.
Hey, Barbara.
I imagine one of the hardest decisions that high school seniors and their families are facing round about now is how to decide between a dream school and a more affordable option. So where do you tell them to start?
This is definitely an emotional time, and you know the way that this system is structured is that you get accepted to colleges and then you find out how much they cost with only a few weeks to make a decision. Many parents are not aware of what college is going to cost them until this point. There are private student loans and there are government student loans. And if the parent or the student's in a situation where they're looking at private student loans that are upwards of 10-12%, I'd rather them take the decision of going to the school that is going to mitigate some of those loans and so forth. You know, I've had a situation last year. This particular student had already gotten these awards, and he had, his parents were going to have a $40,000 out-of-pocket to go to NYU, and the child was only going to have about a $12,000 out-of-pocket to go to Pepperdine. You know, yes, NYU is a much more prestigious university. Relatively speaking, at that point, it really comes down to the student. And I would say that it's best to take the opportunity that's going to make the college most affordable if they are going to be both good colleges that provide opportunities.
Well, let's talk about that federal student aid. And that goes by the name of the FAFSA form, the Federal Application for Student Aid. And I remember when I was filling it out with my son last year, a friend told me that he'd filled it out already and had been awarded 21 cents. Towards his child's education. This was not a wealthy, wealthy person. I feel like there are secrets or tricks to the whole process. What don't we parents know about federal aid and filling out that form?
There's also, you know, tricks and so forth. But I think what's important is just clearing up the misunderstandings because, you know, I just had a case where the family was, their income was $100,000, you know, and they had three kids. And, you know, after working with this family, they got $52,000 in grants and scholarships and a few student loans. And there, before I met them, they were under the assumption that at $100,000, they weren't going to qualify. The financial aid form is a 74-question form. So just because one factor, you know, stands out doesn't mean that it can't be, you know, divided and subtracted into something that makes sense for them. If the family has, you know, one kid college bound or in college, if their income is over $185,000, they're not going to get the majority of their money from the federal government and the state.
Kids have already gotten their letters. They know where they got in. They also have been given offers. At this point, can they go back and negotiate? Is there wiggle room now?
Absolutely. You don't have to take the first offer. You can ask for more money as long as you have good reasons for it or special circumstances. The three ones that I like is just flat out telling the college that, you know, that that's just not really a financial reality for us. And, you know, before we pick our school on May 1st, is there anything that you can do? Is there anything that we've missed?
So it's really worth making that call and getting personal and talking to a human being.
Absolutely. I'm also working on a case right now where the family, their income shows $106,000, but all of that money is either coming out of their IRA or it's coming out of unemployment. And unfortunately, these are just calculators that can't tell where the money's coming from. And that'd be very clear if anybody were to actually see what's going on to say this family shouldn't be paying anything. But the reality is that those calculators from the FAFSA and these other forms have calculated this family owes $22,000 a year. And what we've done is we've sent letters to these financial aid officers and made contact with them, trying to explain to them the full situation. Lastly, you know, what I try to do is I try to have the student get accepted to multiple colleges. And when we do that, we can really look at different offers and possibly tell the school that, hey, this is our dream school. But, you know, our parents, you know, this is a financial decision for them. And let's see, is there any opportunity for you to make this a reality by, you know, say, for instance, looking at the offers that we've gotten and making changes to your offer?
Trevor Ramos is a certified college planner with College Funding Remedies in Pasadena, California. Trevor, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me.